And now let us learn a little more about the composition of this bhajan. Anirudh is here with us in the studios to tell us the raga behind this bhajan. So please, Anirudh, throw some light on what are the swaras and in which raga is this bhajan constructed.
Sairam Vishu, this is a very beautiful bhajan in the rag Sindhu Bhairavi, I guess, because the when I went through the notes in which this bhajan is falling through, I think the most of the notes this bhajan has are derived from the rag Sindhu Bhairavi. Though I can say that maybe you don't have typical Sindhu Bhairavi phrases over in this bhajan, but I can say very well that it is from the raga Sindhu Bhairavi.
It is definitely largely based on this raga Sindhu Bhairavi.
Yeah, the mood and listeners can more relate to other bhajans in Sindhu Bhairavi than any other raga.
It's closest to Sindhu Bhairavi.
And it is Bhairavi in Hindustani classical music.
Okay. So please give us an idea of what is the structure of Sindhu Bhairavi.
Yeah. I think we have done many sessions before with this raga Sindhu Bhairavi, because I remember playing the very famous A.R. Rahman's album Connections, in which there is a beautiful flute piece in the raga Sindhu Bhairavi. Silent Invocation it is named as.
Yes.
So the raga Sindhu Bhairavi goes like this. In this raga you have Sa re, re is komal.
Yeah.
Ga, ga is also minor ga, komal ga. Ma, pa, da, dha is komal dha. Ni, ni is also komal. Sa, sa ni da pa. Ma ga re sa. So this is the basic structure, but you also have notes like sa re re ga ma re sa re. That is shudri.
Yes.
Which is a beautiful phrase in Sindhu Bhairavi.
So definitely both the rays are used.
And even dha ni sa da pa. You don't have the play of both the dhas in this bhajan. You have like a jaya panduranga prabhu. In that bhajan you have ashrita dina janavanaranga. There you have the play of both the dhas. So there are so many notes in this raga actually. If you see, you have Shudri, Komalri, Shuddha, Komaldha.
You have so many soft notes.
Yeah.
Plus, you have at various occasions, you can use even the major notes.
Yeah.
So that
and
way you have a lot
the combination of both this major and minor notes give a total different feel altogether.
Exactly.
And experience.
It can be magic.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So would you like to do a small alap in this raga?
Yeah, definitely.
Ha ra ra.
was an amazing call from the soul, if I may call it that. Wonderful. So can we now move on with this bhajan, Anirudh? If you can explain the swaras for every line of Ganesha Sharanam.
Yeah. So we'll do the first line now.
Yeah. Anand is here to follow the swaras as you sing line after line.
Yeah. Ganesha Sharanam Parama Pavanam Satya Sainam Gajananam. Actually, if you see in the first line, it little deviates from the Sindhu Bharavi.
Okay.
Where you have the Shuddha Ga is there in this line.
Okay.
Sa 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 sarine, sa 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 sarine, sa 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 sarine, sa sari gama gama.
Sa 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 sarine, sa 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 sarine, sa 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 sarine, sa sari gama gama.
Yeah, so you observe that sariga, whereas in Sindhu Bharavi you have sariga maresa.
Yes.
The second line?
Yeah.
Nitya smaranam parama pavanam satya sainam gajananam. Pa pa pada pa mama pa mare maga da 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 mare re gari gare sa.
Pa pa pada pa mama pa mare maga da 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 mare re gari gare sa.
Sadguru charanam parama pavanam Satya Sainam Gajananam. Gama Madada Nini Saisa Nirisa Nini Saisa Sada Nida Nida Pa.
Gama Madada Nini Saisa Nirisa Nini Saisa Sada Nida Nida Pa.
And the last line is very similar to the second line.
Yes.
Bhava bhaya haranam parama pavanam satya sainam gajananam. Pa 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 da pa ma ma pa ma re ma ga da 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 ma re re ga re ga re sa.
Pa 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 da pa ma ma pa ma re ma ga da 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 ma re re ga re ga re sa.
I think that's beautiful, laying down the inner structure of the bhajan, and that will really help so many listeners who are connoisseurs of music. Anirudh, can you please go on and tell us something more about Sindhu Bhairavi and bhajans, maybe some more bhajans which are based on this raga. You mentioned one or two, but maybe you can share with our listeners some more bhajans, because I guess there are many bhajans in this raga.
Yeah, there are plenty of bhajans in this raga. The bhajan which immediately comes to my mind is Shama Sundara Hare Govinda Bolo. Beautiful bhajan in Sindhu Bharavi. You also have Shri Rama Jaya Rama Jaya Jaya Rama. Then Manamohana Murali Dhari Jaya Radhe Govinda. Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Hari Bol.
Do you have any other Ganesha bhajan in this raga?
Ganesha bhajan you have Gananatha Gananatha.
Yes, I think that really gives us a very good idea of this raga. And
also I am reminded of a beautiful bhajan composed by Hariharan sir in the series Bhavanjali Volume 1.
Okay.
Darshan do Prabhu Sainatha. Darshan do Prabhu Sainatha.
Amazing. I think each bhajan in Bhavanjali 1 is a gem, and this is one of them. Wonderful. So can we move on to the beat, Anirudh?
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is regular Adi Talam 8 beat.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sairam.
Sairam.
Sairam. Sairam.